Merciful God, we gather this morning to celebrate the gift of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. We bless you for the peace he brings to human homes, for the goodwill he teaches to everyone, for the glory of your goodness shining in his face, for his lowly birth and his rest in the manger, for the pure tenderness of his mother Mary, for the fatherly care that protected him, for the divine grace that sent the Holy Child to be the Savior of the world. In praying and praising, in giving and receiving, in eating and drinking and singing and making merry, in parents' gladness and in children's mirth, in dear memories of those who have departed, in precious friendships with those who are here, in kind wishes for those who are far away, and by welcoming strangers, by keeping the music of the angel's song here in this place, God help us, everyone, to share the blessing of Jesus, and in whose name we keep Christmas. Amen. Now the serpent was craftier than any of the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not even touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and she ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. And then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called out to them, saying, "Where are you?" Then the Lord spoke to Abraham and made this promise: "I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed."
Thank you.
people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land in the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast into her mind what manner of greeting this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and will call his name Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in this town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had learned about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
Oh,
The light of the Christmas star to you, the warmth of home and of hearth to you, the cheer and goodwill of friends to you, the hope of a childlike heart to you, the joy of a thousand angels to you, the love of the Son and of God's peace to you. Now go in peace and let Christmas begin.
Thank you. stand as we speak a blessing to you this morning. Rejoice, for God has kept his promise and sent us a Savior. Trust him fully, for no word from God will ever fail. May we, like Mary, respond in obedience, I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled. Amen and amen.